Rachel Gucci is standing on a picnic table bench and the top of her sundress is pulled down. Her 10-month-old son, Jasper, has just latched onto her breast for a mid-morning snack.
Jeff, are you counting? Start counting, my friend.
Gucci and about 40 other Boise area moms are participating in the big latch-on. Groups of women around the world nurse their babies for 1 minute. Each participating mom at this Boise park has her hand raised, and counters keep track of the number of women who successfully latch.
All right, are we good? All right, we've done it. So feel free to keep nursing.
Gucci is a La Leche League leader in Boise. It's a support group for breastfeeding moms. She breastfed her first child for 15 months, and she's still nursing her second. She was also raised by a mom who breastfed, so it seemed like the most natural thing to do.
Honestly, one of the biggest deciding factors was it's just cheaper, you know? It's free. I was like, it would be crazy to decide to do something that I have to pay for if I could do something for free. So there wasn't really any greater reason behind it other than that I'm a cheapskate, so I breastfeed.
Gucci isn't alone. The CDC report finds nearly 92% of Idaho women breastfeed for at least some stretch of time. The national average is 76%. Breastfeeding rates tend to go down as babies grow, but in Idaho, 45% of moms are still nursing once the baby turns one. The national average is 27%.
I hypothesize that one thing that Idaho has is we're very independent. We have an independent spirit.
Marley Harris is Idaho's WIC breastfeeding coordinator. That's the federal food supplement program for women, infants, and children.
And breastfeeding is one of the greatest ways to provide for your family and to be able to be very self-reliant.
Many Western states, including Idaho, are known for being do-it-yourself places. The states with the highest rates of breastfeeding are in the West and New England. Centers for Disease Control Research Fellow Jessica Allen says race is another contributing factor to breastfeeding rates. A CDC report released earlier this year found Hispanics are more likely to nurse their babies than whites or blacks. Allen says depending on where you live, how you were raised, what color your skin is, could make a difference in the kinds of barriers that are in the way of breastfeeding.
Some women are more likely to come across barriers, so they're more likely to not have support at home or support from their workplace. And it might just be that women in Idaho aren't even facing some of the, you know, barriers to support that women in other places have.
Allen says it's also about hospital policies, which vary greatly from place to place. Take the moment when a baby is born. The CDC recommends that newborns be placed on their mother's bare chest right after birth or within the first hour. In New Hampshire, 90% of hospitals implement skin-to-skin contact. In Idaho, it's 55%. In Mississippi, the state with the lowest breastfeeding rates, it's 27%. Back at the La Leche League of Treasure Valley's Latch On picnic, many moms say breastfeeding is most successful when there's a supportive community around them. For Rachel Gucci, Idaho moms just fit the mold of the natural lifestyle.
We're kind of crunchy. We're into organics. We're into what's natural. So many moms cloth diaper, and we're all about, you know, just doing what's best for your body. And I think that in the Pacific Northwest, there's a little more movement to kind of go the extra mile.
Still, Gucci and medical experts point out while breastfeeding is the primo option for babies and moms, Gucci says the most important thing is that women are informed. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends women nurse for at least 1 year and continue for as long as it's the right thing for mom and baby. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.